Gateway News, I'm Liz Pelka. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, apologizing Tuesday for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a proposed extradition law. Lam said the protests have shown how many Hong Kong citizens feel about the extradition bill.
People have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me.
Lam did not give in to the demands that she leave office over her handling of the controversial bill. She told reporters work on the bill was over until it expires in July of next year. It would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried Tuesday, a day after his collapse, inside a Cairo courthouse. Morsi, the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power. Officials said the 67-year-old had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed. Dozens of people protested in New York's Times Square on Monday afternoon. The protesters angry about the way Morsi was treated by Egyptian authorities. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Amr Magdi says the conditions under which former Egyptian President Morsi was imprisoned may have violated international law.
We believe President Morsi isolation and ill treatment might actually amount to torture according to the UN Convention Against Torture and according to the basic principles of keeping inmates that the Egyptian government completely ignored and disregarded.
This is VOA News. The Pentagon released new photographs it says are more proof that Iran attacked two foreign oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. The pictures show what the U.S. says are Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces taking an unexploded mine off the side of a Japanese-owned tanker. Another shot shows where the mine had been attached. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has announced the deployment of about 1,000 more troops to the Middle East for what he said were defensive purposes.
When you look at the situation, that a Norwegian ship, Japanese ship, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, UAE, 15% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. So we obviously need to make contingency plans should the situation deteriorate, but we also need to broaden our support for this international situation.
Iran has not reacted specifically to the pictures, but has denied involvement in the tanker attacks. An official North Korean document obtained by Voice of America suggests leader Kim Jong-un does not intend to give up his regime's nuclear weapons, rather plans to be accepted as a global nuclear strategic state. That's a position that appears to contradict the Trump administration's certainty that North Korea will denuclearize. You can read more about this document on VOAnews.com. President Donald Trump says Guatemala will soon sign an immigration agreement with the U.S. Trump also said the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency will begin removing those who had illegally entered the U.S. next week. Last week, the Ebola virus crossed from the Democratic Republic of Congo into Uganda. Since then, the virus has not only claimed two lives, but also brought trade along the border region to a virtual halt. Halima Altumani has more from the border.
Ugandan troops posted along the border have a mandate to check for illegal ammunition, but are not prepared to face, let alone fight Ebola. Benjamin Sensasi is the World Health Organization's health promotions and communications officer.
They'll be vaccinated if we get where they are. But the only challenge we have in that is the question of follow-up, which we're trying to work on, because once you're given the vaccine, we need to follow you up for some time to ensure that everything is working okay with you, don't have any problem.
The traders along the Uganda-DRC border can only hope the measures are enough to stop Ebola's spread so life can return to business as usual. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kasese, Uganda.
Chinese officials said Tuesday the death toll from two strong earthquakes in the country's southwestern Sichuan province had risen to at least 12 people. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.